Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Percival's Place. Again, my name is Percival, and this is my place. And today we have some very exciting guests, and I'm very, very pleased to have for the beginning of the show, the first half of the show, some friends of mine from San Diego, California. Charles, Linda, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for letting us in here.
Hi, Percival.
Oh, hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm glad you guys came on. I'm very happy to hear from you. Well, you know, it's my pleasure. And, you know, Charles and Linda has a very interesting organization that they founded, and I'm going to let them talk about it. But, you know, Charles, Linda, I want to say thank you for coming on to the show. It's a pleasure to have you. And how are things out in San Diego?
Well, you know, San Diego is as awesome as it gets. You know, I wouldn't live anywhere else. Just looking around the country on television, you know, it's a mess everywhere, and it doesn't seem like it's getting much better. But otherwise, we're doing fine, and I'd like to give you a little background why I founded the Passion for Kids nonprofit 501c3.
That is cool.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, they have an organization called Passion for Kids. And again, I'm going to let them explain it. But again, we find that there's nothing greener to have than our children. So that's why I had these guests come on today to give you a background information on what they do and their charity organization. So, okay, guys, take it away.
All right. Thank you. And interrupt anytime you feel like it. Okay. I'm a 72-year young dude. I was born and raised in Amsterdam, Holland during World War II. Just because my father's side was Jewish, I saw at the age of two my whole family being snatched away in front of my own eyes by the Nazis. They came up the stairs and banging in our doors with their high-pitched voices, and they took everybody, my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, my uncle, everybody but my mother and I. And the reason I'm alive today is because my mother was Catholic. And so everybody else went. And then we stood in front of the window watching my mother screaming. And we saw, you know, the Nazis dragging people out of all the homes and just pouring them into truck like cattle. Being deported to concentration camps. So anyway, I spent 8 years in a state-run orphanage because my mother couldn't handle me. There was the war, no food, no money, no nothing. So she had to try to fight for her own existence. So she put me in a state-run orphanage, and I spent 8 years there. It was a state-run orphanage, so it was not just like a private organization. And I endured total abuse of every kind you can imagine that a child can be abused for 8 years.
Oh, my.
We even ate flower bulbs just to survive, you know, not starve to death. So so it was a pretty horrendous time. And then I came to America, otherwise the story might go on too long. I came to America at the age of 23 in 1964. And I settled down after a little while in El Paso, Texas, and where I met some missionaries, and we went together across the border into Juarez, Mexico, to work the garbage dumps where all the little kids run around, you know, searching for food. Home, they live in cardboard boxes, an unbelievable scene, and that reflected me to my own upbringing. And at that moment, God spoke to me right then and there. You need to do something and work with children. And so in 1986, I founded Passion for Kids, which stands for, the KIDS stands for K period, I period, D period, S period, Kids in Desperate Situations.
Okay.
And so that was the year of the foundation was formed. And then in between my jobs that I had to work, you know, to make things happen, I worked a little here and there on the charity, but it didn't really pick up that much steam until I met my beautiful lady, Linda, in 2001. And we got married in 2005, and together we have picked up steam and really work on an almost daily basis, hands-on, with a couple of dozen children in need both homeless or handicapped or neglected or abused like I was in the past. So,
oh my goodness, that is quite a story. I didn't realize that you had a WW2 background. That's I'm very sorry that that happened to you. You know, those atrocities back then are unfathomable now. We can't even as human beings, we can't even picture what, even though it's well documented, but you know what Hitler and those Nazis were doing at those at that time to people. It's a shame.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine that some people say it never happened, you know?
yeah, I know. And we won't even get into that discussion. That's ridiculous.
No. That's another time.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah. I met my beautiful lady who herself has an amazing background. You know, she's very short. She worked in the White House for President Ford. His assistant. At age 8, she dreamed of working in the White House, and her parents said, yeah, sure, you and millions of other little girls. But she did it. At 19 years old, she worked at the White House for President Ford. And then when Ford retired, he took her home to become the director of press and scheduling for him and Mrs. Ford. And then she ran the Billy Graham crusade to press. She ran that for 25 years. And then another couple of years, he worked for Dr. Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral. So the reason I mentioned that is because of her PR and media background. We get on TV once in a while, and that helps us a lot, you know, for raising funds, because that's the very difficult part these days when you are a small charity. You know, it's the raising funds is a nightmare sometimes. But I'll let you say a couple of words here with Linda herself. So.
Okay. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And we're so grateful that you give us this opportunity to talk about our charity, because we feel our mission is to work with children in the United States. There are so many children in our own neighborhoods and backyard that we have found have tremendous needs. And we were not even aware of it ourselves until, you know, we started this. And there's not a week that goes by that we don't get calls from children and families around the United States that are in really desperate situations that are not of their making. And so it's a real epidemic here.
I understand. You know, Linda, just really quick, before I forget, tell people how they can reach your organization. It's on my website, but I'd like for people to be able to reach you directly.
Yeah, we have our website, which is passion4kids.org, or they can email us. You can email me directly at linda@passion4kids.org, or you can call us 760-518-2780. And we'd be happy to tell you more about our work and about the precious children we work with.
That's fantastic. So give us some details exactly what you do when somebody gives you a call. What exactly is going on in some of the process that you guys do with people?
Well, first of all, of course, we do our due diligence to make sure that it's a, you know, legitimate situation. Mm-hmm. And then we, if they have parents that are with them, sometimes they're in foster care, you know, there's all different types of situations, but we assess with the family what is their urgent need, and it varies from child to child. Mm-hmm. Some all of a sudden developed a life-threatening illness, and one of the parents can only work in the other stays at the bedside of the child, or has to take care of them, become the full-time caregiver. So there are basic things in those families that they need, which are really basic as in food, water, clothes. We help pay their electric bills. Sometimes we have to pay a car payment for them so that they can get back and forth to the hospital. We sometimes get them a handicapped van if their child then needs that. We make repairs on their homes. We, in fact, for one child that was a year and a half years old, and he was hit by a teen drunk driver while being wheeled in his stroller on the sidewalk by his grandpa to the park on a Monday morning.
And
paralyzed for life. And his parents were 21 years old, just starting their lives. And we worked with them, and we raised $100,000 and put a down payment on a small home for them, and then worked with 64 San Diego-based businesses to do an extreme home makeover for them so that it would give them stability so that they could focus on their child's recovery instead of being panicked as to, you know, how they were going to survive and where they were going to live.
Wow. Okay, so your organization, anyone can reach you in any part of the country?
Yes, we work with children all over the United States.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great. Wow. And what a story. Ooh, my goodness. So have you done some television how has the message gone out there?
Yes, we have done some television. Actually, in San Diego, the media has been extremely kind to us because of this story with the baby Isaiah, as we call him, who was hit by the stroller, in the stroller by the car. And so they helped us keep that story alive for 2 years. And so our charity was featured very, very prominently in newscasts and things. And then MSNBC picked it up nationally, and Univision picked it up nationally. And, in fact, we recently were contacted by the Dr. Phil show because they heard about the story and raising, the funds for the baby and that type of thing. So they've been talking with us about possibly doing a story this season.
Yeah, we are just around the clock busy. As a matter of fact, as we speak, we're dealing with a family that have 19 special needs children in one home. Some blind, some in all deformed in wheelchairs. A terrible situation. One older couple, and we are right now remodeling their bathroom. We're trying to arrange some funds so that we can pay for the materials. And so we are nonstop busy working on projects, but, you know, we can only work on projects when we have funds, and that's always very hard to come by. And one of the ways that we get funds in is that I founded created a liquid vitamin product like nothing else the world has ever seen called Passion for Life, also the number 4. And Regis Philbin takes up product, and many doctors and athletes, it's liquid. And a part of that product goes into our Passion for Kids charity to help with all our expenses.
Okay, so Charles, listen, I was trying to save that for the second half of the show, but you've opened it up.
I'm sorry.
You've beaten me to the punch, and I wanted to talk about that nutrition that you have because it's. Everyone I know is selling that product because they want to help you guys out, and I couldn't wait to talk about that because nutrition, of course, this is a part of this genre over here. But that's it's a fantastic product, and I know that we had a previous guest on the show that was talking about your product. So I wanted to save that for the second half of the show. So let me do a commercial break right now. And let's talk about that on the second half of your segment, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
All righty. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Percival's Place. Okay, so Charles, let's talk a little bit about that formula that you have there and why it's cutting edge, because I understand that a lot of athletes are taking this. I have a friend of mine named Susie who uses that on her farm animals as well. So let's talk about this formula that you have.
Basically I created this amazing liquid vitamin and mineral product because of my own needs, because when I came out of the orphanage, with no nutrition and no proper upbringing and just a disastrous first 20 years of my life, I came to America and I started taking handfuls of vitamin pills. They didn't really work for me because I found out that the vitamin pills do not absorb. Only about 20% ends up in the body, and 80 cents of every dollar is flushed down the toilet, literally and effectively, which can be verified through the sewage plants where they find them. So I studied nutrition. Yeah, no kidding. And, I mean, they find thousands of pounds of the pills in the sewage system's filters, and believe it or not, but some of them still have the name on it. So no kidding. I studied nutrition for about 20 years to find out what this was all about with vitamins, and I realized that I needed to create a liquid product that had everything in it, of which you only take 1 ounce a day, which tastes great. And I did that. After 20-some years of studying nutrition, we created the product. We called it Passion Number 4 Life, and people can check on the website what an amazing product this is. Which I will give you in a minute, but the purpose of me telling you this is that a part of the profit of every bottle that people take goes to the children, to the Passion for Kids charity. So when people take this product, they do something fantastic for their own body and mind while taking care of a child in need. So that was the real purpose of it.
Right. You can't beat that. I mean, that is fantastic. I've gotten nothing but rave reviews because there are famous athletes and everybody that I know who takes that formula of yours, they don't come off of it. They stick with it, which is fantastic. Yeah. And I'm so happy to hear that it tastes good, because that's one of the major killers for people who don't want to stay healthy. It doesn't taste good and X, Y, and Z. You know, it's just an excuse. Yeah. And if something tastes good and it's healthy for them, they'll stay with it. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it changes people's lives, Percy, because, you know, we don't pay for any endorsements. We have Regis Philbin on our product, giving us 2 endorsements on our website. And, you know, he can get $1 million from any company saying what he's saying, but he does it because the product works and he wants people to know it. We have major doctors and athletes and celebrities and NFL and NASCAR, we have a lot of these people on our product because the product actually really, really works and tastes great. And so a lot of children start their young lives on this product, Passion for Life. And people can see all the information on our website, and if I may give it, it's passion4lifevitamins.com. And there is a lot of scientific information, doctor's endorsements, and there's everything there that you need to find to change your life.
That's fantastic. And I'm going to invite you guys when I finish the pilot program for my show. I'm going to invite you guys to come on to the show on Dish Network on NBC later on down the line before the winter hits. How about that?
That's awesome.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It's not a problem. It's definitely my pleasure, because we want to get this kind of a message out. So so you're dealing with nutrition with these children as well.
Yes, we donate the nutrition, the Passion for Life, to our Passion for Kids kits. As a matter of fact, you know, as you know and your listeners know, childhood obesity is a terrible issue in this country. There are young people in their 20s now having heart attacks and diabetes, which is totally unbelievable, but it is totally true, and that should never happen. I mean, kids, when they go to school, they already have 5-6 tablespoons of sugar in their body from all the sweet stuff that they eat and the cereal and jelly and this and that. And if they would only start with an ounce of Passion for Life every morning, you know, that would make a big difference in their lives. And matter of fact, Michelle Obama has taken on this project, you know, to change young children's health and well-being by getting in a more nutritious state of mind.
That's right. That's right. No, that's fantastic. Wow. This is a beautiful thing. But the logistics of dealing with the problems that you guys face every day must be enormous. I can't imagine, you know, dealing with the children with disabilities, trying to get them nutrition and trying to raise money and then trying to help the parents and all of these things. This is a phenomenal task that you're taking on. My congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so much. My wife and I sit behind the computers, you know, for 12, 14-hour days trying to figure it all out. We really should be out there, you know. And
well, you know, we work with children that really have fallen through the cracks. There are no government programs for them. There are no insurance programs. Many companies, you know, don't step up because it's just one family. And we just believe that if we don't do it, who will do it? You know, these children, through no fault of their own, have illnesses or handicaps or horrible life situations. And we just feel it's our calling to try and make life easier for them in any way possible, whatever that looks like. And for each family, as I mentioned before, it's different. You know, there are no two situations that we ever encounter where they need the same things. And so we just kind of roll with the punches, as they say, and, you know, work with the families as best we can and try and, you know, get people on board to help us and to see the vision of these, you know, precious little children, because they're our future. And, you know, we try and make a difference in their lives, one child at a time.
Well, it sounds to me like you're making a huge difference. Have you been able to partner up with any other organizations like the United Way or anything of that nature?
No, we haven't at this point. And something for down the road I'm hoping that, you know, we can do. It's just that we're struggling just to handle all the children we have, and so our time is so limited, because we are really out there in the field with them, you know, and we're also limited, you know, with funds, what we can do. So, you know, we rely on volunteers and you know, trying to work these things out. So we're hoping, you know, to get some companies on board with us that catch the vision of helping these children, and, you know, individuals who might want to support us. And you know, that's why we're so grateful, you know, to you for seeing the need and the urgency. And anyone who goes on our website can see who these children are. We have more than that because we keep getting new ones all the time. But there's quite a few on there right now. And you can read their stories and, you know, see what happened to them. And it lists ways that you can help. And, you know, so we're just grateful for anything and everything.
Wow. That's, again, I thank you for mentioning that. But when you do raise the money for the kids, you must, I imagine that they literally become your family. So I guess that you stick with them throughout their life, I would imagine, right?
Yes. That's one thing, because we always say the children, they may go, some of the children we work with are in foster care, and they may go out of the foster care system and back to their families. Many of them are not, but some are in the foster care. And we always say they may go out of that system, but they never go out of our system, because they're in our card number. And so, you know, once a child, you know, perhaps they have cancer or something, and they may recover, and they may not need our help, as, you know, in the same way as they did before. But we're very attached to them. They're very attached to us. We have them over to our homes as much as we can. We for Thanksgiving, we often have 30, 35 people here with the children and their families. And, yeah, they're very much a part of our family. And
well, Linda, you must be quite a cook. You're going to have to invite me over.
We just make triple of everything.
Yeah, I'd like for your listeners also to know, this is important, that we do not take a dollar out of salaries, out of any funds that we are receiving from people. So just so that they know that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, everything goes directly to the children. And in fact, we don't actually give the funds to the families themselves. What we do is we make sure that they're used in the best way possible. So, you know, if they need a bill paid, or if they need food, we purchase the food, and we make sure that it goes exactly where the child needs it. We're very, very strict with that, so that the needs are met in the best way possible for the families. And, you know, it takes the pressure off of them, and it allows us to go in and really, really
Wow, fantastic. You know, the president has when he came into the presidency, he had an open system, and I see you have pretty much the same thing. It's an open system. The money goes directly to the child's needs, and you're not collecting any money in itself, and that's fantastic. I'm sure that people, when they really, across this country, when they really get a hold of that information, that they're really going to be more charitable to your organization, I'm sure. Especially when my television show airs, we're going to make sure that your message gets out there, and we're going to do everything that you can, that we can, to help you guys out with that. Because American Green Portal is not just about green technology, but about quote unquote being green, and there's nothing more being green than helping our children. So I really appreciate you guys coming on the show today, and your message is fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, there's no greater resource America has than its children. And, you know, we just feel like, you know, in as much as you do it to the least of these, you've done it unto me, God tells us. And they just need someone to love them and someone to care.
That's right. Fantastic. Well, Charles, Linda, I appreciate you guys. You have no idea how much this meant to me for you guys to come on my show. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And we're going to do everything we can to help you guys out with that organization of yours.
Thank you very much.
We're so grateful to you as well. And the wonderful work you're doing is making a big difference as well. And we're happy to support that.
Oh, thank you very much. And hopefully I will see you guys. Will I see you guys in Orlando, Florida?
No, we won't be there, unfortunately. But who knows when our paths will cross next? It's always a nice surprise, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I'll be in California, so I'll be in the San Diego area before the year is out. So maybe I'll run into you there. I'll give you a call, and let's see what we can do to partner up a little bit.
Oh, well, definitely. You must come and see us and get together with us when you're here. We would love that.
Okay. Well, I will. I'm going to be probably seeing another friend of mine, Greg Reed, out there in San Diego. So I'm going to give you a call and stop on by. How about that?
That's perfect. We'll look forward to it.
All right.